Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So pleased to have joining us now Joey Davis. He's the tournament director out here. You've done everything out here in your 17 years, but local, you've been playing this course for years, and so glad. As friendly a face, he's the most recognizable face after Marcus out here when you come out. But thanks so much for hopping on with us. But we'll talk about the course and some of the things going on. But just you personally, growing up out here, playing the course, what led you to kind of want to have a career in this industry and being out here for so long?
Yeah. First off, good morning, Swag. Thanks for having me on the radio. It's a pleasure. Yes, it's been a long time out here for me, and I love it. It's a great place. It's a great game. I grew up out here, big part to my grandpa, my dad. I start off here 11, 12 years old doing lessons with Bruce Clark. And then basically just fell in love with the game, and the Spiros family kind of took me in, and all is history, man. I've stayed here for a long time, and I love it, and it's been a pleasure being here. It's a special place for me, so...
Well, no question. And, you know, the history of this course, it was built in 1927, the first nine.
Yep.
And then the second nine came in 1954,
correct.
27 years
correct.
Later. So the way it's routed now, the back nine was the original nine.
Yes, correct.
And so you can see from 10, it's right there off the side of the clubhouse, right down the road. And then... the second nine was built. You've rerouted it, so that is the front nine. About 6,300 yards if you play from the back tees, 6,000 there from the second set of tees. But plenty of challenges. It's funny looking back, and they've done a great job chronicling with newspaper clippings and old photos and everything here in the clubhouse. What it looked like, and far less trees back then.
100%, and they're shorter. Now they're tall, and there's plenty out there for a challenge. You definitely got to hit it straight, and the greens are challengeable. They're smaller, and they mostly slope from back to front, so they get pretty quick out here. But, yeah, it's a challengeable course, but a friendly course also.
A very friendly course, and that's what you guys have worked so hard over the years to keep, is just a friendly. I always love coming out as a single in the afternoons and weekdays, and I never know who you know.
Yeah.
You guys are just, you're playing with these guys today. This is who they are, and they're members or whatever. And the membership is actually very, very active too, men's clubs and women's groups. And they are regularly going not only on weekends but during the week too.
Correct. Yeah, we have a men's club that tees off 7 days a week, Monday through Friday. They tee off at 11:30. On weekends we start at 7:40, and we typically get about 10 to 12 groups on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and weekends. But yeah, great group of guys and girls. We have about 220-240 members. And as country club members, we're about, you know, 110, 120.
So. Yeah, and there is, and it's as affordable. If you're looking for a membership in a country club, it starts out just individually. If you just want, you know, your golf taken care of for less than,
$235
a month, and you're paying playing as much golf as you can come out and play. And it's
range and golf, yeah.
Range and golf. So it is an absolutely fantastic value. Chatting here with Joey Davis, tournament director out here at Forest Hills Golf Club. You guys, obviously COVID changed the industry up and down. The Oregon Golf Association, along with the Oregon PGA chapter and the golf course superintendents, did a great job in not having a pause. At least you were able to stay open and get rounds going and keep things operating. A lot of courses had to, you know, couldn't have tournaments, couldn't do food and beverage for a while, all of those sorts of things. But it really allowed everything to focus on golf and also introduced a ton of people that either had given up the game or were new to the game, needed something to do. Now that we're a couple, 3 years down the road, what have you guys learned running a course like here that sees as much play as any course here on the West Side?
Yeah, no, it was a busy time for us for COVID. It was good for the game, actually, believe it or not. It, as you said, it brought a lot of new people to the game, and as us going forward, we're making steps to make the game a little more friendly. Like we said, you know, we're adding some new tee boxes out there. We made some greens larger. That's what about golf is. It's having fun, being social, and you know, the score is a score, you know, but you know, it's been a good, actually. So it's
no question. At some of those changes that have gone on out here, if you've never played, 16 is one of maybe the signature hole. There's a couple others that could
16, 17.
Yeah, 16 and 17. So 16 is it's a blind tee shot, downhill. The pond is down there at the bottom of the hill, about 285 from where the men's tee is. And then an elevated plateau green on the side of a hill overlooking it. And there was a lot, as you mentioned, some of those trees had come up. There was a big oak tree protecting the green that had kind of overgrown everywhere. But that's all been changed. Yep. You've made the green basically a second green to the left of it. So
doubled the size, yeah.
Doubled the size of it, so it's much more accessible. There's still the one tree on the right side of the fairway, properly placed, where if you have a gentle, not so gentle fade,
correct,
blocks your second shot. But you've opened up the fairway on the other side of that, so you actually, if you hit it, if you slice it, you still have a chance to
correct.
Save it.
Yeah, it can run through. So, yep, it was a good change. We made the fairway wider, and 16 it's a good hole. It's tough, but we've made a few changes to make it a little bit more easier, friendly.
Yeah, I mean, there's enough challenge as it was, and I think that's one of the things. A course now that is approaching 100 years old.
Yes.
As it goes, and we've seen, and I know Marcus Spiros, the superintendent here, and he's the you know, in charge of the place, taking it over from his dad. You know, we've seen that now where trees, you know, it's nice to have a little bit of shade, have something to deal with and kind of line those fairways. But as they get older, the overgrowth, the green, you know, courses do need some sun so the grass can grow. And he's been taking out more and more trees. What are you finding that is necessary to keep the courses healthy?
Yeah, no, it's been a good thing. You're right. You know, those greens do need sunlight to grow. And it's been a good thing. You know, losing trees is never a nice thing, but there's certain spots where we could take away trees and not affect the look, the layout, but more help the greens, help the spots that need it. So it's been good.
Chatting here with Joey Davis, tournament director out here at Forest Hills. We mentioned the original architect is William Bell, and that's significant because the U.S. Open next week is going to be played at L.A. Country Club. He designed that along with Bel Air and Riviera. Yep. And so, you're seeing a design in a golf course that's going to look somewhat familiar when we see L.A. Country Club next week at the U.S. Open. That will be exciting. For members, but for people that haven't played the course, that haven't made it all the way out, the view is beautiful. You're right at the edge of wine country, the rolling hills, farmland, some vineyards. You could 20 minutes away from downtown Portland, and you feel like you are just completely away from the city, and so it's very relaxing in that regard. But when you play it, I think 4, 5, and 6 is maybe as tough a three-hole stretch as you're going to find around here, even playing, you know, some of the Pumpkin and other places. Man, you have to be accurate. If you get out of position, you're frankly hooped, and I've been a lot out of position.
Yeah, those are some tough stretch holes right there. You know, number 4 is a long par 3.
How in 1927 do you – 208 yards for a par 3 with the equipment that they had.
They were probably hitting drivers.
They had to be hitting drivers and hoping to get there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a tough hole, but it's a good one, you know. It is probably the toughest hole out here, I think. You know, the whole green shape is you know, big back to front again. You got two protecting bunkers in front and yeah, a fast green. And like you said, 208 yards away is nothing short.
No, it's nothing short. And then 5 is a dogleg left, 415-ish yards. And for somebody that cannot draw the golf ball, I would say that hole's more difficult than 4.
Yes, yes. There is a – if you do hit a draw, it does help out quite a bit. You know, you can get one down to 150 and then, you know. But
and an uphill second shot.
Uphill second shot, another – back to front green and two bunkers, or excuse me, one bunker up front.
And then a double dogleg par 5, 550-ish yards is number 6. Now, it is a nice – it's maybe as much fun driving that hole because you're elevated and it is open. There's a slope to the right, so if you don't go on top of the hill, it'll come back in the fairway. But that second shot is brutal.
Yeah, number 6 is one that you can really let it go. It's lone fir. It's a big dog lake, double dog lake, right to left. But yeah, it's a great hole also.
So a lot of fun. And then the back nine is fun too because you have 3 par fives and 3 par threes. And so the back nine, which was originally the first nine, the only nine, very scoreable. Mm-hmm. But accuracy is of utmost importance. So if you can drive it straight, length is not necessarily – it's helpful, obviously. Long and straight is always preferred. But – accuracy, putting yourself in the fairway, you're going to have an opportunity to score on that back nine.
Yeah, 100%. The back nine is a little bit shorter. And like you said, you do have more scoring opportunities with 3 par 3s and 3 par 5s. There is more OB on the back. So, yes, definitely off the tee is important, being somewhat straight. But, yeah, that is the original nine, and it is my favorite nine. So
it's a lot of fun, and I know sometimes on Tuesdays you reroute the nine. So come on out on a Tuesday. You can play it in its original state. It's a lot of fun. Joey Davis, tournament director here. Again, there are some country club membership opportunities, but those are closing up fast. You guys are getting close to full membership, as affordable as you're going to find out here.
Yeah, 100%. We've had a lot of new members join this last year, and we're getting close to our top number. So yeah, if you're looking to join, I'd hop on it.
But there's also, you guys do a lot of other tournaments that are open to anybody pretty much that's got a USGA handicap.
Yeah, we do monthly tournaments out here, usually on the first or second weekend. They're 2-day events. Our most popular ones are the partner events. We've got one coming up here and actually next weekend, the two-man Chapman. So
there you go.
Looking forward to it. It's a good event, good times for sure.
They have a lot of fun out here, the weather's going to be perfect here for the next few weeks. So if you're interested in hosting an event out here, Joey is the guy to talk to. Joey Davis out here at Forest Hills. Thanks so much for having us out this morning, hopping on, man.
It's all my pleasure, man. I enjoy it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.